Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are, the last song, and I pray that after the music stops that the focus will be on you, Lord. People will see you for who you are and worship you with their lives. Cam, share your heart with us.
El Shaddai, God, you're almighty. God, you're almighty. And Father, I worship you. El Shaddai, God, you're almighty. God, you're almighty. Father, I worship you. I worship you, yes. Father, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you're my banner. Lord, you're my banner. And Father, I worship you. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you're my banner. Lord, you're my banner. Father, I worship you. I worship you. Father, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. I worship you. Jehovah Jireh, you're my provider. You're my provider. And Father, I worship you. Jehovah Jireh, Lord, you're my provider. Lord, you're my provider. And Father, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Father, I worship you.
Hallelujah. And this powerful man of God is like every day, all day. He puts some miraculous, powerful word network. I mean, you're saying what God is about to say and what God's about to do. And when I play on this show, I ask God, I need three powerful men. I need three powerful men of God that are going to begin to speak into the people's lives. And God gave me this man, Pastor Keith Moore. Hallelujah. Are you on the line, Pastor Keith?
Amen, amen. Yes, I am.
Hallelujah. And the last man of God on tonight, hallelujah, I'm telling you, he's an awesome man of God. I met him about 3 years ago when I got ordained, him and his wife. They're an awesome power tag team. And it's like they begin to minister to me after I got ordained. After my apostle ordained me, then the other apostle came along and began to speak blessing over my wife. And it was one thing about this man and his wife. They begin to speak some stuff that already was already spoken over like years ago that they didn't even know anything about. And I always, and every time I see him in the morning, I say, oh, they're awesome power tag team. You know, they really, really anointed and appointed. And the other power man that I have tonight, King with Riches, is Apostle Sam Chase. Hallelujah. Are you on the line, Apostle Chase? Hallelujah. Apostle Chase, are you on the line tonight? I don't know if he's on the line and maybe the phone's messing up. Hallelujah. But I know he will be on the line and we're just going to move forward. Hallelujah. In God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just want to thank God for this opportunity and this privilege to just go forth before the people of God on tonight to hear what you men of God have to say. And on tonight, I just want you just to say whatever God is saying unto the people. And then later on in the show, we're going to allow people to ask you both men, ask all three men some questions, whatever we have the time. But right now, Pastor Michael Robinson, I want you to begin to say, what has God given you for 2012 for all the men and women of God that's listening on tonight?
Amen. I thank God for the opportunity to associate pastor. It's just a privilege to address the people of God and even actually to be considered to be a part of this such a program to reach thousands of people to encourage their hearts and to speak the word of the Lord. And as you invited me, I right away began to seek God on what he was saying as we're preparing for our transition from one time frame to another time frame in our existence. God began to deal with me about the year 2012, and it's so spiritual that you read the scripture that you read about what God is trying to shake up and set up. God began to deal with me about 2012. He began to deal with me about order, the season that we're getting ready to enter into. And as we look at the number 12 throughout the Bible, it represents order and completion. From the 12 disciples and apostles that Jesus chose to the 12 gates of the kingdom of God that he speaks about, it's order and completion. And God wants to usher us into, in 2012, a level of excellence that we've never once experienced. In order for us to enter into that season, praise God. And please pardon me, I want to address this other pastor that's on the line. God bless you, man of God. Such an honor to share with you on this line. But as God is shifting, and if you read it in Haggai, a woman of God, God is shifting. And as he's shifting, he's going to shake some stuff up. Hallelujah. He's going to shake some stuff out. And he's wanting to pour them on the people of God. But God is saying, I need my body to get in order. Because there's some things I'm trying to birth in them. There's some things I'm trying to deliver. I'm a man. I'm a father. I'm a husband. But I know from being around my wife during childbirthing time that there's a certain order that everything has to get in order for her to give birth. Yeah. They have to get the table ready. They have to get the workers ready. All the tools have to be sterilized. Everything has to be set in order. They make sure the staff is in order. They make sure that everything is just lined up. And the funny thing, even my wife, when she was delivering, she made sure the house was in order before she even left to go deliver. So God is saying, I need everything to be in order because I'm going to birth some new things in 2012. I'm going to drop some anointings on the body of Christ that they never experienced before, but I need them to get in order. I need their spirits to be in order. I need the way that they listen for me to be in order. I need them to train their ear so they can hear me only. They won't get mixed up and crossed up. God has said, I'm getting ready to drop some stuff on the kingdom, praise God, that they never even fathomed that they would receive, praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank
God
you,
said, I'm setting order now. And God says, I don't want to force my people to be in order. I want them to be in order because they love me and because they honor me and because they adore me. Praise God. And God is saying, I'm giving you time now to line up. Line up with my word. Line up with my principles. Line up with kingdom concepts. Line up with them now. Get in your position. Woman of God, as you always say, your seated position. Get in your position. Get in your seated position. So God says you can reap the things that's getting ready to fall when I shake up heaven in this hour. Praise God. And I don't mean to get so going, but this word has been burning me about what God wants to deliver. This season of excellence that we're getting ready to walk in, people of God. This season of excellence, and we can only attain it after we find ourselves in the order that God is putting before us. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 I want to know who this God is you're serving, because how could you instantaneously become a billionaire and you're not even a millionaire yet?
Come on.
How could you instantaneously become a billionaire and you haven't even been a millionaire yet?
Yeah.
It's because of God's word, and it's because of timing, because there's a season and a time for things to take place in this earthly realm. It happens first in the spiritual, then it is birthed into the natural realm. So right now, while we're speaking as leaders and we're setting the order of the day, getting up early in the morning before the sun even rises, when God wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, don't go to the bathroom. Get up and get into your word. Get into your praise. Get into your worship. And hear what thus saith the Lord for that day. And go outside of your house and start speaking it into the atmosphere.
Yes,
and watch God manifest on it. It's God is going to manifest even when it comes to you praying with people. When someone calls you and they say touch and agree, the Bible says if any two touch and agree and ask anything in Jesus' name, and it shall be done. See, right now when you start praying, immediately before the prayer is even finished, God is going to answer that prayer.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
Glory be to God.
Oh, God.
I confirmate that. Get your house in order. Get things in order. Cut off those dead, cancerous relationships that you've been holding on to for year after year after year. There are four types of people in the world. There's people that add, there's people that subtract, there's people that multiply, and there's people that divide. Keep the people that add and multiply. Get rid of the people that subtract and divide. Anything that uplifts itself above the kingdom of God, cut it off and get rid of it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. 2012 is manifestation. That is your word for 2012. Open your mouth and speak out what thus saith the Lord. Get your house in order and start speaking the thing that God is putting in your spirit, and watch God manifest on every word.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, Lord. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Confirmation. Especially about the
witchcraft,
we've been saying
that
all year. Oh, God. Oh,
yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Apostle Kevin Sanders is on the line. Hallelujah. And I want him to begin to just say what God is saying to the hurt, to the lost, to the ones that think they can't make it, the ones that think they can't move forward, the ones that think they ain't good enough, the ones even in the church think they overlook and think they last. I just want your conversation to begin to just speak and to the lines of everyone listening on tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. God bless us. Had trouble getting on earlier. But listen, the Lord began to speak to me tonight through the scripture that sis read. And actually, he told me to go one up. So I went up to verse 5, and it says, according to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you, hear ye not.
Come on.
According to the word. According to the word that God has covenanted with us in 2011.
Come on. Yeah.
With the number 11 meaning things coming to a close.
And then with the
number 12 meaning God's government.
Yeah.
The covenant that God made with us in 2011 and years before is going to be manifested in 2012.
Speak that thing.
God said that he is not a man that he should lie. It's like you read the scripture. He ain't going to lie. And he ain't going to forget. Now, you might have to do something to jog his memory, but he ain't really forgot. You know, sometimes God, he treat us like our parents used to treat us, you know, when they would promise that they would do something for us. And, you know, and y'all probably do it to your kids, too. And you promise them something, and they get all angsty about it and be waiting on you. And you just sit back and say, I'm going to see what this rascal going to do to show me that he really want what I got for him. And this
That's
is the time that God has been doing up until this present time. We're going into God's government. But up until this closing part of this trials and tribulations and hurts and pains and confusion and frustration and being mad and falling out with one another, falling out of covenant with one another, God saying now that according to the word that I gave you, according to the word that I've spoken to your spirit, according to the word that I implanted in you, according to the ministry that I put in you, when you come out of 2011, so my spirit is going to remain with you, so don't have no fear. And the reason, and what the, what, why did God say don't have no fear? It sounded like everything that he just said was good. Why would I have fear after he said that? He didn't want you to have fear. Why did God said don't have fear simply because the things that you got to let go of before 2012 can scare you.
That's right. Come on now.
The relationship that you got to walk away from before 2012 can scare you.
Come on now.
Uh-oh, you got quiet. Some of the mess that you've been in up until 2011, when it's time to go to 2012, you know, to leave that mess alone, it can scare you. Come on, come on. But God said, if you're going to walk in my covenant, if you're going to walk in me with agreement for your life, God said some things have got to go so that I can bring the good. So here, I can't put no, I can't mix oil and water together.
Come on, come on, come on.
Come on, somebody. Can't put, I can't, I'm not going to put old wine into new wineskin.
Come on.
My goodness. So even with our lifestyles and with our mindsets and our tactics for ministry, some old bad stuff got to stay in Egypt.
Come on now.
And that, you see that the children of Israel, when they found out all they was going to be eating was manna from heaven, they began to get disturbed. They began to fear. They thought they were going to starve to death. As a matter of fact, they even said, at least in Egypt, we had flesh pots to eat. And if you don't know what the flesh pots was, it was pots of meat with sausage and onions and potatoes and stuff. It sounds pretty good, don't it? It sounds a whole lot better than just some bread. But God is saying, I need to get you out of that artery clogging stuff.
Come on.
I need to bring you out of that that spiritual artery clogging stuff so that your heart can be to its greatest potential so that you can feel my heartbeat.
Come on.
The reason why a lot of people have not been able to feel God's heartbeat in these last years is because their heart has not been in conjunction operating like God's heart is. But God says, God is saying tonight, if you want to work with my heartbeat, if you want to feel my heartbeat, if you want to hear my heartbeat, clean up your heart.
Yeah,
that's right.
You got to be like David. Lord, create in me a clean heart.
Come on,
renew a right spirit in me.
God
said, I can't govern over you if you messed up. I can't govern over you if you jacked up. I can't govern over you if you doing the okey-doke. I can't govern over you if you're homosexual. I can't govern over you if you're an adulterer. I can't govern over you if you're a fornicator. I can't govern over you if you're a liar, a stealer, a cheat. My government is not going to rule for you. But in order to live up under my government, you got to abide by my rules so that I can bless you.
Yes, God.
So, Lord, whatever you're going to do in 2012, don't do it without me.
Don't do it without me.
Lord, have mercy. But we have to come into that covenant agreement. We got to come to that covenant agreement with God. That God, I'm going to clean up. I'm going to leave Egypt behind.
Come on.
Egypt. You brought me out of a life of sin. You stamped me as righteousness. Oh, Lord, I'm going to leave some mess alone so that I can be what you want me to be. Verse 6 says, said the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens. He said, don't look for the heavens to shake January 1. Just get in position for the heavens to shake. Come on, somebody.
Come on.
Lift your arms up to the heavens like in expectation of the manifestation.
Amen.
And when you hold your hands up, you know, it's just like, you remember them big old moon balls you used to play with when you was a kid, and in order to catch one of them big old balls, you had to have your arms open wide, and somebody threw it up in the air, and you just waited for it to float its way down. It wasn't the fastest moving ball, you know what I'm saying, but once it got to you, you knew that you caught it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it wasn't hard to catch. It wasn't like trying to catch a fast baseball going 100 miles an hour.
That's right.
It wasn't like you trying to catch a football that Tebow done threw at you.
Come on.
But it was an easy catch. God said this catch ain't gonna be hard. It's gonna be easy.
That's
it's
right.
gonna be easy. But you got to get in position to receive.
Come
the
on. Say it, Apostle.
Oh yeah.
You got to get in position to receive the catch. God said, I ain't going to throw it around no tree. I ain't going to throw
right.
it. No, I'm just going to drop it, but you better be in position to get it.
That's right.
God said,
That's
I'm
right.
going to do it. He said, I will. Look at the scripture. He said, I will. I will. He said, according to the word that I gave you, I'm going to do it.
Come on.
I'm going to do it. This is my God's year of government at number 12. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah.
You know, number 2011 was good, 10 was good, you know, but we went through some things. You know, our ministries done went through some things.
Come on.
Thanks be to God, we going to see the manifestation of God for real, for real.
Come on.
For real, for real. I ain't talking about none of this okey-doke church. I ain't talking about this fake stuff. I ain't talking about this man-made blessing.
Come on.
Come on. When I say, God, I need some finances for the church, I need more than somebody to put $100 in the plate. Come on, somebody.
$100
ain't even going to pay the light bill for the month. I need some thousands. I need some 20s and 30s and thousands and some hundreds of thousands of dollars, Lord, not to put in my pocket, but to help the ministry to be what it needs to be so that the community can be helped.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
It's not about me.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it's about God's government. And we all know that God's government is love.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
And
hallelujah.
I'm done.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Oh, God. I'm telling you, I'm working, listening with all that are listening on the switchboard, in the chat room, from Skype, from your car, from where you live from. I'm telling you, all this God's world tonight, you should know that God is going to do it in 2020. Hallelujah. You should know that God is going to make a way and open up some dynamic doors in your life. Hallelujah. I'm going to take a few calls. We've got 15 minutes left, Linda, God, from a couple of people. And then they can ask you, you know, what God is saying for their life for 2012. And I'm going to start off first with the first one that I see, which is 269-200-7405. You're live on the air. Hallelujah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Brother Dennis. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing good.
We're blessed.
Okay. I just called to get some prayer in. My mother was sent to hospice facility this afternoon, and I've been really tore up about it. And I just need some prayer because, you know, I'm a recovering alcoholic, recovering addict. And, you know, the devil's trying his best to get me back out there, and I don't want to go with that.
Glory.
I need some prayer.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Apostle Michael, I'm praying for
you. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for all things in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for your divine word that you're releasing in the airwaves, God. And even that word now, God, we cling to that word for this brother Dennis right now, God. God, we know that your word tonight for order and for government, God, has been released in the atmosphere over our lives. And God, I pray now that as he is requesting prayer, that you allow him, God, to line up with your divine order tonight, oh God, so that the kingdom can be released upon him and cover him, God, and seal him from the attacks of the devil. We speak now to the atmosphere where two or three of us are touching the ground on this line. We speak against the attack of the enemy in substance abuse right now in the name of Jesus. God, right we now. Need to empower him, his spirit, his mind, right and his will, God. Increase
Amen.
His will right now, God, to
Amen.
Line up with your government, God, because
Amen.
Of your
Amen.
Government there is deliverance, there is peace, there
Amen.
Is wholeness.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God, allow him to line up with your government. And God, we
Amen.
Even ask you to touch his mother. Let your will be done
Amen.
In the earth, God, and in his life and in her life, God.
Amen.
And let
Amen.
Us line up with your divine order, God. And let
Amen.
Us accept what you're doing, God. Let us walk in it in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. No, Brother Dennis, that is already done. Have faith to know that God's going to do it. He's able to do it exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the
Amen.
Power that's working in us. And know
Amen.
That he is a healer, a deliverer, and a waymaker, and a protector. And he already
Amen.
Got it done for you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Next, we're going to call the next caller live on the air. Is, I know who these are. These are, we call them the twins of thunder, hallelujah, from Ben Harbor, Michigan. Talk with Michelle and Rochelle. Do you have anything to say to any of the men of God on today? Hallelujah.
Just thank God for the men of God and thank God for the confirmation for 2012.
Amen.
I just want to say thank y'all for that word. And I am looking forward to, you know, doing just what y'all said.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That God is going to do for us.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless y'all.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Next, we have live on the air. Caller from 269-267-8327. You're live on the air.
Oh, praise the Lord. This is Sister Young. Praise God.
Amen.
Truly God is doing a new thing in our life. I'm blessing
Amen.
The Lord. Praise God. And I know that if the Lord said if I resist the devil, he will flee from me. Praise
Come
God.
On.
If I will stand on the word of God, I know God
Amen.
Will make a way for me. Praise
right.
God.
Yes.
I've been away from the talk show, but praise God, God has brought me back. Praise God. And I'm praying
Amen.
On hanging in there. Praise God. Holding on to God. Because I know God got something for me in 2012.
Right.
Praise
That's
God.
Right.
If I just let some things go, I know that God is going to move in my life. I just praise God. And I thank
Come
God
on.
For the radio show.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Sister Young. I'm happy you're back. It's my sister. She calls and talks of everything I do. And I'm happy that God brought her back. And you're going to be abundantly and properly blessed in 2012. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Next, we have a call alive on the air. They're calling from area code 269-605-6747. You're live on the air. Caller? Okay, we have the next caller. I know who this is. This is going to be great for our caller. We have you live on the air, Mother Lucy. This is Apostle Michael Robinson, Mother. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Associate Pastor Wiley. God bless you.
God bless you.
Man of God. Hallelujah. I
Amen.
Thank God for that word. I'm still holding to the prophecy that Apostle Robinson gave to me, and I tell you, it's already kicking in before 2012 even gets here. I'm
Come
looking
on,
forward to seeing what God is going to do for the
yes.
people of God. I'm shouting with everybody who received a blessing, and God has already started working in greater liberty. Glory
Come
to
on.
God. I appreciate
Amen.
You. I love you with the love of Jesus. I appreciate your dedication, Sister Wiley. I appreciate the word from the men of God that I could feel the very presence of God in your talking, and I thank God for it on tonight. You all pray much for me, and I'll do
Amen.
The same for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we have 5 more minutes left, so everyone who called in on the switchboard, you can leave like your comment on my radio page, and I will surely, if any man of God you want to talk to, you can let me know. And I can let them know. Also, I want each and every one of you, if you want any of the listeners to even contact you through Facebook or your personal website or whatever, I want each and every one of you to give your information out or upcoming things that's coming up. So all the listeners are listening on today, and everyone is in the switchboard can be able to contact you and talk to you personally. Because I got so many people on this line right now, we've been here for hours to try to get everybody to say something. I got so many people in the switchboard and on Skype that really want to ask some questions to you, men of God, because there's one lady up in the chat room, I got to tell this. She said you touched her soul on today. She felt that she was dead and there wasn't no hope, but you men spoke life into her, and she's ready to be focused for 2012. Hallelujah. So know that you men of God have touched lives on today, and that people's lives will never be the same. If anyone won't even come back and listen to this radio show, I will post, it will be up the next 10 minutes. You can get on the Blog Talk Radio, listen to it, and I will also post it on my magazine network, and I will also post it on your individual Facebook pages. Hallelujah. So Apostle Michael Robinson, I want you to stay with God giving in clothing and then give your information. And then Pastor Keith, I want you to stay with God giving you in clothing, give out your information. And then Apostle Sanchez, I want you to stay with God giving you in clothing and then give out your information to all the listeners on tonight.
Amen. Just briefly, just want to say that we thank God for the unity of the Spirit of God. And again, I kind of the privilege to share with Associate Pastor Wiley and these great men of God. And again, such a divine spirit of confirmation. God was just sharing with each man of God, in order for us to reap what he's doing in this next hour, we have to line up with his order and with his government. So I thank God for the confirmation of the word through each man of God. And I want you all to stay tuned to our Facebook page and Pastor Wiley's page. We'll be having our summit in March, our Empowerment Summit 2012, the 7th through the 10th of March. And the
Amen.
Lord is blessing. We have people coming from all over to share and just pour into the people of God so that we can see God do the great and mighty manifestations that these men of God have been speaking of. Our website for more information, you want to go and check, is gltemple.org, gltemple.org, and we'll post information there where you can see what God is doing. And we want everybody to be, we want to feel invited, come out, share with us, and all of these people. Pastor Wiley will be getting loose there, and so many others from there will be getting loose at the conference and just allowing God to pour back into us. God bless you. And again, I count it an honor and a privilege to address the people of God and to share with these men of God and Pastor Wiley, Associate Pastor Wiley, on the phone tonight. God bless you all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Well, this is Pastor Keith Lewis. Once again, the word of the Lord is get your house in order, confirmating that, you know, God's voice is the same. So you got three different men of God on the phone with the kingdom on the inside of them, and we're speaking basically the same exact thing. Remember, obedience, focus, and self-discipline are the three keys to success that will get your house in order. If you want to get in contact with me, you can contact me on Facebook at Pastor Keith Lewis, and that's L-E-W-E-R-S. And you can get in contact with me that way, or you can email me at Lewis, LewersMGT, stands for management, at gmail.com. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. This is Apostle Chase from South Bend, Indiana, Kingdom Power Worship Ministries International. If you want to get in touch with us, you can call me at 574-903-9484. Amen. If you want to send us something in the mail, an invitation or something, send it to Kingdom Power Worship Ministries International, P.O. Box 1503, South Bend, Indiana, 46628, I do believe. 46634. 46634. Amen. Amen. And just as a closing here, I just want to get us this one last verse in Haggai chapter 2, verse 8. Where God says, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm telling you, I'm so full on tonight. I can't wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow, I ain't walking with them, even the men of God. Tomorrow we'll have the Queen with Riches at 3:30 tomorrow, which is Faith, Fame, and Finance Friday. And it will be Apostle Denise Chase, Apostle Sam Chase's wife. It will be Evangelist Marcia Newsom, Mother Newsom, which is Apostle Michael Robinson, mother. And it will be Minister Antoinette coming out of South Carolina. Hallelujah. And on tomorrow, they will conclude what God is saying for 2012. Hallelujah. At 3:30 p.m. I just want to just thank all the Iron Royalty listeners on tonight that's listening on tonight, and you was able to even tune in tonight. And normally, I'm only coming on Friday at 3:30, but you all tuned in. I thank God for all my guests, powerful King with riches. I just want all you men of God to know that whatever.